Hello?
Hello, yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Jesus Fernandez, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Okay, so then, just for qualification purpose for the survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely, probably vote 50-50, or probably will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, sir, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay, Hispanic. All right, sir, and your age?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
What is your age?
Oh, I'm 28.
28, okay, thank you. Okay, so in thinking about the approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, all right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied? Okay. All right, so now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, the president and Congress to focus on. You know, for each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number, okay, from 0 to 10. The first one would be making housing more affordable.
10.
10, okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
5.
5. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8.
8. Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling, is doing his job as president?
Yes.
Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, all right. All right, sir, now I'm going to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one will be Democrats in Congress.
25.
25. What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
40.
40. And Joe Biden?
50.
50? All right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you a list of priorities that, you know, that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one, I want you to rate me from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if it's the most important. Use 5 if it's somewhat important. Use 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke more, move away from cigarettes. Would that be not all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Someone important.
Okay. What about educating the public about food safety and diet and nutrition?
Educating the public on food, diet, and nutrition? That'd be, like, very important, I guess.
Well, what number would you say from 0 to 10? You can give me any number.
10.
10. All right, authorizing prescription medication.
Four.
Four. And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Eight.
Eight. Okay. All right, sir. And, you know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on a sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you say that I strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose a ban like that?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat support, right? Okay. Ryan, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on a sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat support. Okay. All right, sir. Regardless of, you know, where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Would that be much more benefit or just somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Somewhat more benefit, all right. Alright, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government or other, you know, are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
All right, sir, and when it comes to tobacco use, okay, which one do you think is better approach for the government to focus its effects on, its efforts on? Okay, the first one says prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost, you know, prohibitive. That's the first one. The second one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
All right, sir, and Now I like to read you some things, you know, some people say could come pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about this outcome. The first one said more dangerous products flooding, you know, the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. Okay, the creation of a black market, you know, for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from, you know, black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat not concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, and the other one says an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. Okay, I only have a few more minutes to go, and I really thank you for your time, okay? I really appreciate your help. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people, you know, have made about these bans. Please rate me each on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 somewhat agree, and 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led, you know, large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have, you know, cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine, and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Would you say do not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
I'd say zero.
Zero. Okay. All right. The federal government has been rolling back, you know, our rights in all aspects of our life lately. Bans, you know, for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Would you say do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with the statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. All right. Today's adult smokers come, you know, disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be, you know, continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past, you know, their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Would you say do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right, sir. Our goal should be, you know, for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down 2%, a decrease for, you know, of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns, you know, on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue to work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. So be a zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you still support or oppose a ban by the federal government on sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat support, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Strongly support.
Okay, so be okay. This will be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm,
somewhat
or
more benefit.
Much, somewhat more benefit. All right. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will have no impact on your decision on who you vote for?
It have no impact on my decision.
No impact. All right. All right, sir, and in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, okay? Pipe tobacco, would you say yes or no?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Wine?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Heat-not-burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
And soda or pop?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Associates. So 2 years of college.
College? Okay.
Yes, in college. There you go.
All right, and now, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay. All right, and do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in the household?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Okay, low income. All right, sir. Now, are you as any member of the household, a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Would that be you or someone in the household?
Someone in the house.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural. No,
rural.
Suburban.
Okay.
Sorry. Suburban.
Let me go back. Suburban. Okay. All right, sir. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. With this loser survey, I really thank you for your time, and I really appreciate your help, okay, with this survey. You have a nice day. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Uh-huh, you too, sir.